Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, my man Max 611's mind's like a weapon. Big brother R, off the new bumpers in R. New York, we walk the walk and we talk the talk. Got some serious sports fans who bark from the heart. Sophisticated talk for your modern day fan. Your number one resource for your fantasy draft. The illest sports show, all you cats got to know. Already we the greatest, imitators got to go. We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to shake the stage to the hear us out of space. Where opinions are expressed with rugged intellect. Put it down to represent for the team you love the best. The Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, the Mets, the Johnnies, the Orangemen, the Huskies, the Jets. And yes, the Islanders, the Devils, and Rangers. When the East is in the house, oh my God, danger.
We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to start the convo that'll keep you up to date. Yeah, we in the paint, got the game on smash. Put the whole sports world on blast. We in the paint, getting hot, cause we turning up a notch. On the streets with the realest sports talk. We in the paint, meet the ass in the field tonight. Keep it real, nothing sweet, nothing nice. We in the paint.
In the paint, the realest show in sports. Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The call-in number is 347-426-3634. Starring Mark Cunningham as Max 611 and Rodney Jones as Big Brother R.
Alrighty, welcome to the Realest Talk in Sports. That is us. We are called In the Paint. We'll be broadcasting tonight from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 347-426-3634. Good evening, all. Hope your night is going well. My name is Rodney Jones. I'm your host slash moderator, and joining me is the man that created the show. That'd be Mr. Mark A. Cunningham, also known as Max611, here. Not so much on Twitter anymore, but definitely here. What's going on, bro?
What's up? I'm ready to go.
All right. Ready to go? Okay, cool.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into it. I talked to Max611 just literally minutes ago about this first topic I'm going to open up with. It wasn't really scheduled, but we got to talk about this because it's just... I don't know. It kind of borders on the ridiculous for me. I can only speak for myself. And I'm really talking about Floyd Mayweather and his fascination to want to, as it appears, that he wants to step into the lane of the MMA slash UFC. Reportedly, he's been training with a UFC champion named Tyrone Woodley, if I'm not mistaken. I got to tell you, my first initial thoughts is, come on, stop. 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 You know, I mean, I don't know if you want to do this for a publicity thing. Maybe that's your deal. I don't know. I don't know if you're seeking attention. I don't know. I respect Floyd, the boxer. You understand? I respect his business acumen. You know, he wants to, he owns, you know what I'm saying? The money that he earns from boxing is his. It's no other promoters. It's him. I respect that. However, he needs to stop this. Come on, stop. You're going to be 41 if you haven't turned 41 already. And now you want to go into the lane of UFC and MMA. Come on, man. It's a whole new level. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need time to train on it. I'm just really frustrated by this. I just can't. You don't need money. You got plenty of it. You understand? It has me thinking like in any other combat sport where you can't get enough. You understand? And this is where the brains get knocked in and you're on your ass and you're looking ridiculous. You understand? Because you don't know when to step away. I mean, it's bad enough you don't know to step away from a boxing, but now you're going to a lane which you know very little of. And you want to go there and risk your legacy? Come on, man. It's enough. I just can't. those are my initial thoughts, Mac. I'm gonna let you pass you the mic and let you give your thoughts on this real quick.
I said he wasn't gonna do it, and then when I saw the report, my initial thought was. Listen, you know I'm a big Floyd Mayweather boxing fan. The man I could do without, you know. And like you said, he's a great businessman. He's made enough money. Floyd, do you want to end up like Conor McGregor in Dallas?
Word.
Because listen, he his stand up game would be good because he's a boxer, and you know,
right?
But
I agree.
Once one of them dudes kicks you in the legs, you ain't been, you know, they're used to getting kicked in the legs. They've been doing that, you know, that's what they do.
Exactly.
Your leg might shatter, son. And then I'm going to laugh again. And then when you get knocked out, I get to go on Twitter and say, bye, Floyd Mayweather. And everybody I know who follows me is going to be waiting for that one.
Oh, you know that. Now, let me ask you a question.
Bye, hashtag Floyd Mayweather.
Is that something that you wish to do?
What?
To actually do that.
Yeah.
Would you like to? Oh, you would like to do that?
Hell yeah. Listen, you know me. I'm a.
I thought Floyd was your boy. I was saying.
He is. He is. But when you do dumb shit, you get flamed. I need to be in this corner to tell him, yo, champ, no. Don't do it.
Yeah, please.
You're going to get your. You know, I'm going to use old school terms from New York. You're going to get your head flown, son.
Exactly.
I'm
going
to use my English accent. Mate, you're about to get glassed.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. I got to tell you, Mac, I was like, nah, he's doing this for publicity. I can't believe it. But then when I heard him speak on that video, and then I see the multiple reports of this training with Woodley, and I'm like, hold up. He's actually serious about this.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Now I'm starting to think maybe he took a few shots that we missed during his career, because that makes no sense whatsoever. Why would you even want to attempt to do something like this? It's ridiculous, bro. It's ridiculous. I wish we had some more people that were calling and that are.
Well, we can talk about it again
like,
next week.
Okay.
And when we
well,
have the whole crew.
Because my thing is, man, I'm just disgusted, man. I'm actually embarrassed. I'm actually embarrassed for him at this point, because he needs to be ashamed of himself right now. He needs to be ashamed of himself, because you have been one. You're one of the best boxers in your generation. Hell, all
right.
time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're one of the best, and for you to just. This potentially fold away with this MMA fascination. It, you know, to me, it's like your ego is getting a little too big, bigger than it already is. It's getting out of hand. Because
you know what happens. You got to get put down.
Well, there you go. And now you're going to have egg on your face. You're going to be, for the first time in your well, I'm not sure your career, because he had the amateur loss. But I'm just saying, you're going to feel the sting of losing. You understand? Mm-hmm. Which you haven't felt in a long time. You really want that? Seriously? You really want that? Come on, man.
Maybe he's trolling. I hope he's trolling.
I hope so, too. But it sure is looking kind of, I don't know, man. I'm hoping he's trolling. He needs to stop.
And then the haters are going to say, see? Told you, Conor would have had a chance with him in the ring. No, Conor wouldn't have a chance
with him
in the ring.
But, exactly. But you know what? Even if he's trolling, I still think that's pathetic, too. Because, dude,
Right.
You have done all that you have done. You all can,
right.
that you have done and can do. There's nothing else to do. Look,
are you bored? Are you bored?
You
training and managing isn't enough now? You're still making
exactly.
money, you know, with your promotional company.
Exactly. So why would you eat? You that bored? Are you serious? I'm just so embarrassed for this dude. It's not even funny.
Listen. You know you like my big brother, right?
Yeah, no doubt, of course.
You know we go back like spinal cords, right?
Mm-mm.
If I decide to do something that's asinine, pull a plug on me, bro. Rein me in.
Question.
Slap my
no
glasses
question. I got
off.
You. Trust me. You got it, because I got your back like that, for real. You understand what I'm saying? Because that don't make no
sense. Would you slap my glasses off if I came to you and with some foolishness?
Well, I don't know if I'd slap your glasses off. I'd probably hit you in the back of your head.
Yeah.
You know, after your glasses came off at that point, then that's a different story. But I'll definitely give you a slap to the back of your head, no doubt, for something so foolish, of course, man. Now, I'm just, you know what? I want to talk, maybe, now, this is going to be funny. Maybe that report is true. Maybe Floyd, if you're going to do it, maybe you should go in there and fight CM Punk. Maybe
you know what? I picked Floyd, though.
I would pick Floyd for that, too. That's a match you can actually win. I can see that.
And you know what? That's a 50-50 fight.
That's a 50-50 fight
because if CM Punk gets him on the ground, it's a wrap.
Oh, for sure. You already know. Like I said, that's a fact. You understand? But maybe that's a fight that they should add. You know? Makes no sense. You know, you won two big stars. Oh God, but I'm just done. I'm done with Floyd. I can't anymore. This time I even hate posting stories about him because it's just too it pains me to post shit like this.
I was saying no a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, he ain't
and now look at it. I don't know, Mac. It's looking kind of real suspect, my dude. I don't know, man. This shit might go down. And if it does, I can't even talk. You know? It's embarrassing. All right, with that being said, we're going to move into the lane of we're going to move into the lane of basketball just a little bit. And we're going to discuss the following. Max611 has been doing his thing, critiquing the rookie season of the overall number 2 pick of the NBA draft. That'd be Mr. Lonzo Ball. Another game, possibly two, by Lonzo this week. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Max611 Basketball Savant here on ITP. So with that being said, sir, the mic is yours.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Let me read off his season stats. He's played in 46 games, Lonzo Ball. 44 of them he started. He's averaging 33 minutes a game from the field.
Yuck.
31% from the three lines. Gotten a little better, but still not, you know, totally good. 41% on two-pointers. And, a sizzling hot 45% from the free throw line. Now, that's really disgusting.
Double yuck.
6.9 rebounds a game, which is great for a point guard and a guard. You know, he does rebound well. 7 assists a game, which is good. His steals have gone up a little. It's up to 1.7. That's almost two a night. Really good. And he's averaging almost 3 turnovers a night, 2.6 and 10.3 points a night. The game against Denver, they played the Denver Nuggets on the 13th.
Yes.
Which was a win by the Lakers, 112-103. His overall numbers for that game were 40 minutes played, 5 points. He shot 2 of 11 from the field. That's 18%. He was 1 of 7 from the 3 line. That's 14%. He actually got to the free throw line, but he was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. 9 defensive rebounds. He had 0 offensive rebounds. 9 defensive rebounds, 9 in total. 8 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 4 turnovers. He got a plus minus a plus 18. I don't know how that happened, but.
Wow. Wow.
Over his last 4 games, he's been taking a ton of threes. And each game, he's taken over at least 4 in those last 4 games. He's hit 1-3 in those games.
Wow.
Lakers versus Warriors, which was the 14th, which was 2 nights ago. Today's the 16th, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Golden State 117. Lakers 106. Lonzo Ball stats. 38 minutes. 38 minutes, 8 points. He was 3 of 11 from the field. That's 27%.
Yuck.
A sizzling hot 1 of 8 from the 3 line. That's 12%.
He
got to the free throw line 3 times. Hit 1. That's 33%.
Jesus.
2 offensive rebounds. 4 defensive rebounds for 6 rebounds in total. 11 assists. 3 steals, 1 block, 3 turnovers, plus minus of negative 11. But he was matched up against Nick Young and Quinn Cook. And they torched the Lakers for 31 points, 18 by Swaggy P.
Right.
What have I said about this gentleman in the past? He has 1 good game a week.
Yep.
And he had that a week ago. He didn't have a good game this week.
No.
Not to me, anyway. I rate those 2 games. He gets a D.
Maybe his good game is coming either tomorrow or Sunday. You know?
Right.
I'm
right.
Just saying, like, 1 good game
right.
a week, perhaps.
Right.
Cole, I see with your hand up. I'll bring you in shortly, I promise. Yeah.
Right.
You know what? I mean, here's the thing, I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to, you know, because you gave me the stats, but I'm just trying to be funny. You know, those games where he has, like, 7 or 8 rebounds, I would say half of those are probably from him missing so much, and then he gets his own boards.
He gets the defensive rebounds. But what I was going to is that, you know, true to form, against lesser teams, he has better games. Against elite teams and against elite guards, he usually struggles. He hasn't had a string. I know after the All-Star break and after his injury, he was like, oh, he's shooting the ball well. I'm like, really?
Exactly.
And then these past 4 games, because I looked at the stats, horrible. He shot 4 of 20-something or 4 of 30-something, which is somewhere in the teens.
That's ugly.
So,
yeah. That's ugly. Let me bring the caller in at this time. So here we go. The last 4 digits is 9727. Welcome to In the Paint. Please introduce yourself. Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. It's Marshall.
What's going on, man?
Marshall?
Oh, not much. I was watching a little bit of the round ball, of course, you know, the extravaganza of the tournament.
Yes, sir.
But to keep on topic with Lonzo Ball, I mean, Max hit it on the point. It's like the dude against lesser competition, you know, does all right. Against teams that are playoff contenders, he, like, disappears. I mean, I just don't know what the Lakers saw when they drafted him. Granted, I know he's a rookie. But it just brings to my point that he could have stayed in school and grown his talent. Because some players, a la some players who are ready for the NBA do very well. Lonzo Ball, in my opinion, was not ready for the NBA. He needed to stay in school at least 1 year, if not more, to work on his skills. And that's just my opinion. I mean, I know I might, it may be an old school approach, but like I said, some players, they don't need the NBA. Most,
right?
They can definitely, I mean, stay, use college to kind of learn their trade a little bit, because I mean, you've seen players that have stayed in college, played 4 years, and when they come out, many of them are ready to play NBA ball because they've, you know, they've learned how to play.
Right.
And it just seems that Lonzo, I mean, this is just my opinion. I mean, it just seems like when he was in high school that his dad was the coach, kind of scheduled a lot of cupcakes, or the athletic director. Competition to make his son look good, to kind of hype him up a little bit.
Right.
Well, that, and they let him and his brother shoot. They didn't play defense. They, you know, we call it cherry picking when you stand around a half point, you know, by half court, wait for your team to get a layup and you get an easy bucket. I pad my back all day doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Come on now. That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? That's totally ridiculous. And it's an excellent point. You know what I'm saying about Marshall there? You already know how I feel about this guy. there's no question. You already know. I believe he's a bum. You know, I don't think, even though he has the numbers, like, and when I say that, he has a lot of rebounds, a lot of assists in the game and whatnot. Yeah, but you know what? To me, it's still pedestrian to me. And I know it's in a rookie season, but I just don't see the improvement. I'm sorry. You know, I don't see it. You're shooting 31-32% from the field, or 36% from the field, 31 from three-point land. It's not there. Your form is ugly. You could have benefited by staying a few more, I say 2 more years at UCLA, would have done him a lot more good than harm. You understand?
Right.
He's just not ready. He's just not ready. And just like Max said, and I got a co-sign with Max said, the fact that against lesser competition, which would probably be closer to NCAA ball, you're doing good. But against real good professional talent and teams, you're not spitting a bit. You're just not. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't believe he has it in him to elevate his game. I'm sorry. And I could be wrong. He could prove me wrong. But at this point, from what I'm seeing, negative. You know? Negative.
He needs a shot doctor. I look at his form.
It's ugly.
Usually, you know, when you your dominant hand is where the ball is released from. He's a righty. And his hands are slanted. They're slanted to the left. That's not good.
No,
your hand should be facing the basket or where you're aiming at. Straight up. Your fingers should be straight up and flip.
Exactly.
So I don't know what his father was doing. But you let him grow up and shoot like that?
Yeah.
My uncle worked on my form, and I worked on it myself till, because it was, my shot was ugly. I'm a lefty. I think sometimes some lefties' shots are just naturally ugly. But you got to work on that. And you know, I think he's an NBA caliber player. He's just not an upper echelon player, and I don't know if he will.
No way. I don't think he will be. And again, if you're coming out number 2 overall, you know, you should be better than that. You should be above that. So to me, it's a failure. Anyway, I see it. It's a failure. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm being harsh, but that's how I view it. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's not ready. He needs more work. And if he's not willing to put in the work and put in the time, like Max said, to work on his game, then his numbers are going to not be any more better than what they are right now.
Exactly. And that's just what the freak it is.
is you know, Marshu, I know you watch a lot of basketball and is Ricky Rubio a great shooter yet? Is he competent?
No.
He's a little better than he was, but no. And Rajon Rondo, no.
Rondo had an ugly shot. When he played for UK, he had an ugly shot. But you know what Rondo could do? He could play defend, he could take the ball to the rack, and he had other skill sets.
And he didn't take he doesn't take a lot of shots because he knows his shot is ugly.
See, exactly. Now compare that to this cat Ball. You understand? Well, he's firing away. You understand what I'm saying? And we see the results of that. It's not a good percentage. You understand? Field goal or three-pointer. It's just not.
No.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, excellent point, man. I'm just like, yo, just like you said, you brought up these three guys. You brought in Rondo. You talked about Rondo. You talked about Ricky Rubio. They haven't gotten better. You understand? They're veterans. Okay, so why can't it be the case for this dude?
Right. And Jason Kidd, who couldn't shoot, but, again, he knew he couldn't shoot, so he didn't take a lot of threes.
Right.
He took layups and dunks when he got them, and occasionally. But by the end of his career, he was a competent three-point shooter. He was all right for
him. Nah, no doubt.
For me, if I was his coach, I would tell him this. I don't want you to take another three for the rest of the year. Even if they give it to you, I don't want you taking no more threes.
Right.
You try to get into the lane and make some layups. Do not. I don't want to see you take a three. Because you
need to
work.
And like Marshall was getting ready to say, work on the threes during practice and stuff. But during the game, do not take a three.
No, you got Sean Livingston from Golden State. He doesn't take a lot of threes.
No, because he can't shoot from out there.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. So, you know what I'm saying? Know your lane, man. You know, that's what I'm just saying. Come on. With that being said, I think I'm going to move on because I'm going to get to a topic that's kind of controversial. A lot of fire on this. I had gotten into a deep discussion on this next topic, and I'm talking about minor league baseball player Danny Vasquez released a disturbing video. Yeah, disturbing video of him beating his girlfriend. Let me tell you. I had gotten to a little heated debate, not so much heated with me, as far as me bringing any heat, but I got some heat from a gentleman in our Facebook group, which is called the Real in Sports Talk in the Paint on Facebook. We thought, you know, there was, you know, somebody put this clip out there, and I was commenting, and I said in a comment, I said that. We don't know what the extent of this relationship is. Now, bear in mind, I don't condone hitting any women, a man hitting any woman. I don't condone that. But, however, I know for a fact, that there are some women that feel if a man doesn't put his hands on her, that he is not loving her. I know this for a fact. You understand?
So do I.
And thank you. And one way I know this is the fact, too, I've been involved in two skirmishes between a man and his woman. Two. And both times I broke it up and stepped in, I got attacked by the woman. Good thing they didn't have a blade on them. I could have got cut. You understand? I could have been seriously hurt. But here I am being a good Samaritan, trying to play peacemaker, and I get attacked. Not by the guy, but by the woman. I was like, are you serious? Are you serious? So you must love this. And then they walk off hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? Leaving me looking like I'm looking like in total disbelief. But yet you walk away happy. So take from that what I just said. And now here's the thing. Right after this attack by Vasquez, which was horrible, by the way. Horrible. But then a day later, you announced your engagement. A day later? You're announcing your engagement. Really? What does that say? What does, you guys are very competent and intelligent. What does that say?
That says she likes to be a punching bag.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. You know what I mean? And then I had this little debate, and this guy was telling me, oh, look, you're co-signing it. No, I'm not co-signing it by saying that this happens. You understand? I'm just saying it does happen. You understand? There are women that are into that. You understand? They have whatever mental issue they have, and they want to rock with it, that's on them. I didn't make them be that way. You understand?
Right.
But I witnessed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm not condoning shit. However, I've seen the other side of the coin. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I just don't get it. You want to get at me, and I'm like, hold up. I know I had something smart. I said, you mean to tell me that this doesn't exist? I said, what type of marshmallow world do you live in which this does not exist?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It was just ridiculous. So I had to, every situation, I get it, it's not the same, but let's just keep shit fucking real. There are situations like that when a woman feels like if the man is not laying them the fuck out, that he doesn't love them. Let's not act like that shit doesn't exist, because guess what? Wake up. Reality. The shit does fucking exist.
Right. Just like you've seen that, or I've seen, when I used to live in East New York, I remember coming home from hanging out one night. It's kind of late. Walking home, and I hear yelling and screaming. So I'm like, who's yelling like that? What's going on? Do I need to be careful? So as I get closer, I see it's a dude and a girl arguing, and they got the baby out. They got a little child out. It's like a toddler. It's like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And he's screaming his lungs out at her, and then he slaps her. And then I'm like, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to mind my business, mind my business. The next day, I see them hugged up, and he's telling her, you know, baby, I love you, yada, yada, yada. I'm going to be that man that you need. We're going to be a family. And I'm like, last night, he slapped the taste out your mouth. And
exactly.
Screaming and yelling while you got your child out up at 1 o'clock in the morning. And like you said, sometimes that's what happens. Now let me get to Mr. Vasquez. His team did the right thing. They released him, and he's in a lower minor league, so his career might be done. He needs to get help.
Right.
I don't know why the woman is engaged to him, but like you said, people are like that, it's a sickness. She needs help, and he needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
hope they don't have a child together,
It's coming. It's coming.
Because then they're connected for the next 18 years. And
bro, that'll be coming. I guarantee you.
I don't ever condone hitting women.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs, what he did, that he slugged her. Then
he
dragged
her. No question. Yeah.
And then he tried to hug her
up,
if you watch the video.
Right.
And,
right.
And I'm like, really? He also got a slap on the wrist, which is, I think they need to change those laws when it's a man hitting a woman in domestic abuse. And, It was foul altogether, and they need help, both of them.
Well, yeah. I got a caller with their hand up. I want to bring this person in at this time. Last 4 digits, this is 9348. Welcome in the paint. Please introduce yourself. Where you calling from?
Do I really need to reintroduce myself?
Yeah, you do. You do. You do. Yeah.
It's been that long.
That's right,
son. We don't even know your number.
You,
I knew it was you, though.
Yeah, you need to reacquaint yourself to the people here.
Oh, man. All right. It's L from Charlotte, originally from Brooklyn. What's going on? Since I had to do a reintroduction.
Yeah, because we haven't heard from you in 2 months of Sundays, so yeah.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I can admit that. It's been a minute.
He don't love his brother, Mac.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Nah.
I'm sorry I missed you in
Atlanta,
bro.
Don't do me like that.
But you
don't
know,
do me
you
like
know.
That.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, I'm good. Had a few minutes. I said let me call in. I said I don't want brother R to take a special trip down here to try to whoop my ass. So
yeah,
I better go ahead and call in since I got the warning last time. So let me go ahead and call in.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, brother. Listen, let me ask you a question, man. What do you think about this? Did you hear about the situation with this baseball player?
I just saw it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't see the video or nothing like that. I saw him red back though, like he was gonna knock a damn head off. I saw that. But,
hit it hard.
Mm-hmm. I
knock
mean, yo, here's the thing. Like Arsh, I mean, you really said it the best. Like some women believe if you ain't knocking them out, that you don't
mm-hmm.
care. I mean, and as far as why she engaged to him, I mean, hell, Ray Rice is married to his girl. He drug her out the elevator. So it's just, like you said, it's one of them things, man. It could go to daddy issues. It could go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of directions. I mean, they might have seen their mother get smacked around and feel like,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's love or whatever. The one thing I learned a long time ago is to try to not make sense out of nonsense, because I'm not going to drive myself crazy trying to figure that out. So the funny thing is, though, I don't condone hitting women at all, but damn it, sometimes I understand.
Oh, no doubt.
That doesn't speak to right or wrong or morality. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I understand sometimes.
What?
Now, if you come home and ain't no more Captain Crunch and you just want to knock her out, that's craziness. That's one thing. Then, hold on, you put salt in my eggs? Pow! You know, you punch her in the mouth. Like, that's crazy. But
well,
there's
then,
some.
But Al, then you have to do the Khalil Kane and Love Jones. He said, I'm going to get me some motherfucking Captain Crunch. You punch it, I'll be back.
Right. Yo, so, I mean, that's craziness. But, I mean, there has been times that I've seen where I think to myself, I'm like, see, he need to punch on her head one good time and she'll leave him alone. And then I'd be like, don't do it because you're going to jail. I'm going to have to come get you.
Exactly.
You're in jail. But
I
get it. So, and like Max said, I was thinking, I said, I hope you left that situation with them people in the street alone, because number one, she'll mess around and help him jump on you from you trying to help her.
Right.
And then they're going
to
be right back together.
Just recently, my cousin's brother-in-law, he hanging out in Williamsburg, and he saw that type of situation. Williamsburg is the hot spot. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he saw that situation, and he called the cops.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who was with that couple saw them, and they both was ready to approach him. And I'm like, well, you should have mind your business.
That's definitely mind your business territory, because I'm not gonna get jumped from trying to help you, and your dumb ass is gonna go try to help him, because I need to mind my business. Okay, next time I'm gonna let you get your face stomped then, and then see how you like that.
Yep.
You know what kills me? But you know what kills me, gentlemen, is this, man. You know, we're talking about a day and age in which we live, in which we have seen women fly in men's faces. You understand? We've seen women even initiate attack on men, and they don't expect to get hit back. See, this is why I always say, everybody keep your hands to your motherfucking self.
Yeah.
You understand? Uh-huh. And that's just what it is. Because I have seen women just haul off. Do you understand? Without a man hitting them. You understand? I mean, it's just a word thing at first. It's a word thing at first. Everybody, you know, the insulting, you know, and emotions get hot and high and all that stuff. The next thing you know, the woman is going after the man. This is ridiculous. Because now, hold on, Mac. It's a natural reaction. Because let me tell you something. If a woman hit me, you understand what I'm saying? I would be hard pressed not to strike back. I'm sorry. I got to keep it real, 100%. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you a little personal story real quick. I'm sorry if I could be affording a little time. I tell you this. It was, and Mac, I think I told you this one time.
Yep.
I was dealing with this woman, and Hispanic woman, very fair skin, whatever. And you know, we got into an argument, and of course, a lot of insults being thrown. I'm, you know, hitting below the belt with my insults as well. And she had blocked the door, right? So I can't get out. So I had said something, and she punched me in my mouth, and I was bleeding. She actually drew blood. Now, it took everything, I'm not going to lie, it took everything in me to not just, like, throw her through the door. You understand? But
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Because the cool authority, I was like, okay, let me just chill, even though I'm hot as hell. So what I did, and especially if you're not letting me out of hell, what I did was I called 911. I called 911. And here's the funny thing. When the cops came, they actually came to try to arrest me. I'm like, wait a minute. What? Are you serious?
Ryan, yeah, I don't want this
bleeding. Exactly.
And they saw you bleeding, right?
Skin. Yeah. And you got a fair-skinned Hispanic. If I hit a fair-skinned Hispanic woman, I think a bruise or two is going to show. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I said, did dispatcher tell you that it was a male calling? So I'm just looking at them. Are y'all fucking that dumb? Y'all hyped up on that much? Y'all want to arrest me? Arrest a male?
Of course.
Are you serious? But
yep.
You know what I'm saying?
They
I'm
don't
like,
assess
wow,
the situation.
They don't. They did a bad job in that.
Well, no, because you know there is no assessing it. The one thing that they're told to do, and we're told to do is. In a situation like that, automatically remove you from the situation.
For sure.
If she say that you hit her, you're going to get arrested, and then they'll do the investigation and assessing the situation afterwards.
Yes, sir. Afterwards.
That's kind of like rape. If a woman say you raped her, you going to jail until they figure out. Ain't no investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no...
For sure.
You got rights. It's kind of set up like that. So it ain't really
you're
on them.
You're guilty until proven innocent. You don't think.
And most of the time, they know it's bullshit. But it's what we got to do. We know it's bullshit.
Okay. It is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like fellas. I saw. I was on a date one night. 23rd. A lot of stuff happens on 23rd Street in Chelsea in Manhattan.
It really does.
Okay.
Dude and his girl was arguing, and me and my date, we were across the street. And she said, yo, Mark, look, she just hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I missed the first
See?
Hit. Right?
Right.
So he's holding his mouth, and he's like, yo, you just hit me. And they go on for a few more seconds, and then she popped him again. And... he walked away. She followed him and hit him two more times.
Mm-hmm.
And
see,
then the cops
see,
came.
Come on now.
Cops happened to be cruising by and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my thing is like, damn. She hit
come on now.
She got off four.
Like multiple times. Exactly. Multiple times. You understand? Where's the fairness in that?
There is no fairness in it.
But see, that's the thing, and that's the point I'm trying to get to as well. Is the fact that they know this, females know this, and they take advantage.
Mm-hmm.
They take full advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know what I'm saying? They take full advantage of that. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
They really do.
No question about
it's
it.
It's just not cool. They take full advantage of that because you can't hit me because you're a man and I'm a woman. Well then, you know what, bitch? Then keep your fucking hands to yourself. Try that.
Yeah.
Ain't no
lie about that.
You know what I mean?
That's 100.
Because I can't stand that. I'm like, it's a double standard. It's like bullshit. You know what I mean? And they have that they have that within them. They feel like, oh, I can hit him because he's a man. He's not supposed to, because if he hit me, he's a punk. He's a pussy. You know what I'm saying? So I can do that. And he'll be able to take it. That's that sick ass mentality that they have.
Mm-hmm.
It really
You're right.
Sickening. It's sickening, bro. You know, I'm tired of that shit.
It's funny. That just kind of reminds me of something that I saw on Facebook today. I didn't comment about it, she posted this thing on her page about this guy. Like, her and a coworker, and, like, this guy. Well, no, she was in a store, I think, and this guy was coming in the store, and the lady was walking out the door. I mean, trying to walk out the store. She was coming in the store. So he held the door, and he was like, "Excuse me, sweetheart, here you go." And she said that the lady went off on him, like, "I'm not your sweetheart. Don't call me this, blah, blah." And this thread went on for hours about, because she was saying how it was her right to not want to be called sweetheart, and she could let her opinion know.
Oh,
that shit went on for hours, the thread. Mm-hmm. I was reading the comments of girls talking about, "That's right, and I hate being called sweetheart or love and all that if you ain't my man," and da-da-da-da-da.
Oh,
and I'm like, this thread is getting all this love about a stupid bitch who had her period that morning? I'm like, y'all really need to stop that. One brother was like, "Look, man, trying to engage women is like walking on eggshells now. You got to be politically correct and find out exactly what they want as not to offend them."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No, let me not comment, because I'm going to write about a half a page diatribe, kill all of them." So I'm just going to sit back and read.
You're going to have a Me Too moment, because you can't even say good morning now, because you could say good morning. Well, you could say good morning. That's a Me Too moment right there.
You know
exactly.
What? You know
exactly.
What? See, I can't get in them arguments. I can't do it.
I can't argue with nobody.
Because I'd be like, "Look, good morning. What you mean, good morning? Damn, what you think you're going to get some? What was that? Yeah, like that. What was that post that they had going around with the girl in the video talking about a good morning text mean you want some ass or something?" And I'm like, maybe
oh
it just means good morning. How about
right.
that?
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, sometimes you just don't. You just be like, "You know what, because you're going to make me cuss you out."
Or you hold the door for somebody and they looking at you like you crazy. No, I'm holding the door for you.
Well, see, now the good thing is I don't get too much of that down here. We don't get too much of that.
Southern hospitality.
Okay.
You know how New York
well,
is.
Thank God.
Yeah,
thank
we
God
don't get too
that,
much
man.
Of that. But, yeah, that's
well, thank
crazy.
God you don't, man.
Because I'll
but
be like,
here?
"Look, next time I'm going to let the door hit you in the mouth and see how you like that."
Yo, L, that's what I do now. That's what I do. I'm not nice. I let the door slam. Matter of fact, I'm not going to lie. I hope the door slam.
No.
You understand?
Oh, yeah. Remember what I texted you yesterday?
Yeah.
Yo, fellas, I'm
What's
walking
up?
Down the street, and it's after work. I'm tired, so I ain't walking fast. I'm chilling. It's after work. I see this lady coming towards me. We make eye contact. So I kind of stop so she could walk past. Yo, as she walked past me, she tried to give me the Heisman with her shoulder. She lowered her shoulder into me. I'm like,
what the hell?
No, she was trying to bump you?
She did bump me.
Wow.
But I saw the shoulder coming, so I braced myself, and, you know, she got her teeth rattled, but I wasn't trying to initiate any contact, and I just shook my head and kept it moving. I ain't even, you know, yell at her or anything or argue. I just, you know what, you really crazy. I'm not doing that.
I'd have said some shit like, "Okay, now you know what it feel like to touch a man. Have a good day."
Nope.
Have a good day.
Damn, that's cold.
Nope. And then
that's funny as hell.
Then the story gets worse. So I go into Starbucks and I'm getting myself something cold to drink because I had a long ass day. I'm looking at topics to do for In the Paint. And I put my bag in my coat. down and go order my drink. I come back, dude is sitting in the spot where I was at and says, sorry. I'm like, I'm not arguing with you. You want me to call you stupid. I'm going to leave you alone. Cause actually I was going to move to another seat anyway that I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? You have that. That's why you can't plug your laptop in because the electrical thing is broke over there. That's why I was moving to the other seat. And I just looked at him like,
yeah,
people have no respect. People are stupid.
People are stupid.
Well, they really are. They really are. It's amazing. I know we got away from sports. That's all right. I'm sorry, guys. But, you know, I had to bring that up, man, because it just really pissed me off. But I agree. People are stupid. I just don't understand them. You know, my beef is just. Yes, sir.
When you finish, I got a question to ask, Larry.
Okay. My beef is specifically, and maybe I'm being hard, but it's definitely with the ladies. I think I should become the new president of the He-Man Women's Haters Club because this is like really ridiculous because they're just annoying to the core. You understand? It seems like, and maybe it's me, maybe I'm crazy, but it seems like with every passing month, every passing year, they're getting worse and worse, and they're thinking that they have like a 9-inch member swinging between their legs. No, you have a vagina, woman. You understand?
To receive.
Your balls are not bigger than mine. But
that's another show. Y'all in the paint going to have a subsidiary show. Starring Brother R as Mr. Misogyny. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Be like, welcome to Mr. Misogyny's Hour, starring Brother R.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Married with Children. The club that they were in with Al and all the men, it's No Ma'am.
That's
R right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. But I know you wanted to ask Elle a question now.
Elle, you been watching any NBA basketball this year?
No, actually, I probably seen maybe two games since the season started.
Wow.
I'm trying to get in it, but it's hard. Mm-hmm. I can't. It's hard for me now, and I don't understand why. Because I still love basketball, but it's just kind of hard for me to watch.
Just like college basketball is, I haven't watched too many college basketball games. I know we used to love college basketball, but what I wanted to ask you was about Lonzo Ball and what you thought about his game.
I think that he could have used another 2 to 3 years in college.
Thank you.
Because his game is real. His game is real raw. He could have used time in that comp. Because I noticed when he get pressed or bumped or anything like that, he's still weak. Like it's almost like he's still a kid out there.
Well,
like he wasn't NBA ready like LeBron or even Kobe to a certain extent in his rookie year wasn't NBA ready.
No, he wasn't.
But Kobe was better at 19 than he is.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But that's why I said that, because even with Kobe's skill set, he still wasn't NBA ready at 19.
Right.
At 20. So he would have benefited from a couple more years in school. No question.
Definitely.
Play against some more top competition, get your weight up, and, you know, learn how to go up against men.
Yeah, that shot.
He shot.
His jump shot is
from the free throw line, Larry.
How much?
49. I've been rating him every game. You got to go through the archives.
Mm-hmm.
He's shooting 49% from the free throw line.
Yeah.
He can't shoot, period.
I can shoot better than that now, and I haven't shot a basketball in a good while. But I can shoot better than 49%.
Exactly.
Larry, I play once a week, but before I got a routine, I take I take 20 foul shots.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I hit about 70-75%. Good night, I can do 80. You know.
Okay.
Then I take jumpers all around the court. But I do 10. It's usually I hit 7 or 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he's shooting, and he don't go to the line much anyway.
Is he too light in the ass to go down the middle?
When he do, he gets a shot punch. but Larry, I was light in the ass. You know I go in the lane. What's his? Oh, I get it. They from L.A. They soft.
Yeah, I'm about to say they saw. We taught you in the park how to go down the lane. He saw. all them late night, 3 a.m. games.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Me and him and Asar used to go into is a park lit by our house, and we would go play at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, man, we'd be in the park all night playing. Sometimes we go there like midday when the other people was there, and we go play with them. And I don't know if you ever heard the story of Champion, but I can tell you this with absolute certainty. Some games you might have heard about that Mark played, I don't know, I wasn't there. I seen some games in Chinatown. But this particular game, this day, I could speak on that day because I was there. And we called this dude because this cat came in the park. He had on all the Champion gear, the shirt, headband, shorts.
He's
Champion down. So he's like, okay, Champion. He gave him the ball. He had his little dribble, whatever. So we like, all
right,
cool. So it was me, Mac, and Asaw. We was on the team, and it was Champion and a couple of other dudes. So the bottom line is Mark bust Champion ass that whole game. Mac bust his ass that whole. Matter of fact, me and Asaw, all we did was laugh and get rebounds. We were like, Mark, you know what? Bust his ass. He can't hold you. And Mac bust his ass that whole game. Had him mad. Dude, Mac took his Champion headband off, threw it. I'm like, no, don't get mad.
Remember, Larry, what did his teammate say? I got him.
Yeah. He told him, he's like, nah, I got him. He was like, nah, let Champion guard him. Stay back. Hey, Mac, bust his ass again. Take him to the rack.
Oh,
bust his ass.
What did the guy say to the other dude? He was telling him how to play offense on him.
Yeah, it was another dude on the team. He wasn't shit. But he thought he was nice. And the dude was like, he gave him the ball. He was like, nah. You know, he don't, you know, I think he's talking about Asaw, because I think Asaw was guarding him. He was like, nah, he don't do this. You know, you got cross. He's like, don't tell me how to play my game, stupid. He tried to go to the hole. Asaw pinned that shit to the backboard. I'm sitting there laughing. I'm like, yo, you can't make this shit up at 11 o'clock at night. We out there balling.
Yo, that's mad funny. That is hilarious, dude.
Mac bust his ass. That whole, I think we was playing like 21 games. I think me and Asaw might have scored maybe 2 to 3. Like, he might score 3 points. I might score 2 points. Like, the other 16 points, we let Mac bust that dude ass the whole game.
Wow.
Like I said, I don't know about no other games in Chinatown. I saw a couple, but this game, he bust that dude ass. Yeah. Like 16 points. All we did was get rebounds and just throw it back to him. But take his ass cold. He can't guard you. And then Matt got the big head, so he thought he was joined for me. He backing him down.
Exactly.
I was like, yo, back him down. He backed him down. We might cut to the hole, back throw the bounce pass. Yo, we had him cat mad out there, tight.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Man, get the fuck
that
off my
hilarious
team. You ain't shit. All that damn Champion gear on. Yo, we was laughing. Oh, no, I got one more. I forgot about Hussein at West 4th Street.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
I forgot about Hussein. Mac bust his other kid ass. He asked because we was walking, me, him, a sore holler. We
played ball all day that day.
Yeah, we was out there walking past. So we looked at the park. We was like, you know what? We ain't really got nowhere to go. All right, let's go and step in here and play around a little bit. So here's a couple of dudes in there. And this other little cat, he's talking shit. We picked the three, man. He told Mac, I got him. We was like, Mac, you better bust his ass. This little dude, look half Iranian dude, you better bust his ass. So we saw Mac beat that dude so bad because we called him Hussein. We like, yo, bust Hussein ass. Mac take him to the hole or back him. We like, yo, back him down. Mac bust his ass. He said, my name is not Hussein. We like, nah, don't get mad. So, them two games, I forgot about Hussein. He got his ass bust to Wall Street.
That was funny. Now, that was funny. My name is not Hussein.
Man, you should have been around back in them days.
I would have been cracking up.
Yo.
I would have been cracking up.
Messing with us back then, that's what I said. I said, people like know Hollip and like me. And I'm like, y'all getting an older, more mature version of us. The 90s version?
Right.
Oh, my God.
We was
God.
About
ignorant.
It.
The 90s version?
Forget it.
No, sir. No, sir.
Yo, y'all are funny, man. I swear, man. That shit is hilarious, man.
Oh. Can we get into the NFL?
Yeah, before I get ready to break out soon, because, I got that 12 hours. But,
I got to run in a minute, too. Yeah, what's going on in the NFL?
Okay.
Go ahead, or?
Oh, my bad. I thought you.
Yeah, I thought you was going to take it.
Oh, you want me to take it?
Nah. I was going to let Maxis Levin take it real quick, since you brought it up. So go ahead, brother.
Okay. Who do y'all think are the winners and losers in so far in NFL free agency and trades?
It's been so much going on.
Yeah. I'll start off by saying the Washington Redskins.
They won or lost?
They won. They got
rid of Cousins?
And signing Alex Smith. Yes. They won. Think about it for a second. They got rid of a guy that was turnover prone, and they got a guy that doesn't really turn the ball over that much.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of a win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of a win. So,
yeah.
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, okay, it's got to be Washington just from that alone. You know?
Okay. Right. Now who's going to be? So is Kansas City handing the reins over to Mahomes?
Yes,
yep,
they are.
You got it. And they got a nice little offense on that side.
Well, yeah, you got Kareem Hunt. You got Tyreek Hill. Yeah, they got a little squad.
Mm-hmm.
They got a little squad. I'm kind of mad that Jimmy Graham ain't come home, but, I can't
right.
be mad at him going to get the money because we wasn't going to give him $10 million a year.
No.
Not at this stage of his career. We wasn't going
to
get
Went to Green Bay to join Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're going to go get more money, and you get to play with Aaron Rodgers. Ain't like he getting more money and going to play with Robert Griffin III.
Yo, what happened to that guy, by the way? Shit. That's
he's out of the league.
Yeah, he's not in the league.
Dang.
And I didn't know how to listen. Didn't want to be coached.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't work on his craft.
Yeah.
So that's why he's not in the league right now.
Yeah. Another winner, and it's not a team, but it's a player. Teddy Bridgewater. $15 million for 1 year?
Yeah.
Huh?
He's in football purgatory, though.
Well, he has to show and prove.
The Jets are football purgatory.
Yeah, but he's getting 15.
I thought that was
play one season.
The Jets made some moves, though, man. They made some good moves.
They always make good moves, it look like, on paper, and then where they be, 4-12.
but this year, what they did, I think, they signed free agents, and I said this before. They should do what the Giants had did the previous year in terms of fixing their defense. Sign players who are in their prime, who are 27, 25 years old, and they did that.
Right.
You know, they got Crowell, the running back. They picked up a great cornerback.
Who? Was the Jets splash? Like, who was they feed the splash?
Well, they signed Tremaine Johnson from the, I think, the Rams.
Okay,
like
well, then, yeah, that's a splash. And Tremaine Johnson is good.
Yeah,
he's very good. And they brought back Morris Claiborne, too.
Right.
You know, in that defensive backfield. So
thank you.
That's
okay.
Not bad.
Okay.
That's
okay, so they shored up that outside.
Yeah.
They picked up a running
surface,
back.
You know? They shored up that outside.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name wasn't bad last year. They brought back McCown. McCown wasn't bad last year.
He wasn't. I like Josh. I'm mad he left us.
Yeah. So they brought him back. They got him and Teddy. They're gonna cut them two bums.
Thank God. Them two worthless bums that can't play quarterback to save their life, both of them.
Yeah, they gonna cut them dudes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they gotta cut them. They gotta cut them.
Who is it? I know one is Hackenberry or whatever his name is.
And the other, Hackenberry. Thinking about reminds me of Frankenberry cereal. You know what I'm saying?
Start laughing.
That's not his name.
That's Hackenberg, brother.
Hackenberg. Oh, Bird. Okay, I knew it was hacking something. I was close.
Right. Yeah. I said, damn, Hackenberry, whatnot. Also, Bryce Petty, you know? Petty.
He's got to go.
What was the other one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's been there for a few years and can't get no burn, so yeah.
None.
So what the Giants going to do to come back from their 4-12 disaster?
Well, they made some moves. They did. That's true. They signed who's the one of the guards or tackles they signed? That's a
they signed.
Player.
They signed Solder from the Patriots.
Oh, Nate Solder. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, he's good.
Mm-hmm. They gave him the biggest deal ever for a tackle, I believe.
Wow.
About
right.
$60 million for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
35 of it is guaranteed. His average year is $15 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Why did the honey badger get cut?
Why did
he wouldn't take
him?
A pay cut?
I don't blame him.
Now I'm like, now they cut him, and we can't get him to come home. I wish we could get him, but we don't need another safety.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
I'm like, we good on safeties, but damn,
right.
I wish we could get him to roam that defensive backfield.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Don't even try it. Hold on.
What?
Nah, the toe man is out here.
Oh.
I'm looking to see what the hell he doing. Because where I live at, I don't know if I put my, what's the name in the window? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to have your parking pass in the window.
Right.
Or they'll tow you.
Yeah.
But I park in the same place. Everybody know my damn car. So even if it ain't in there, he shouldn't be trying. But he looked at somebody's little car and then got in his car and kept going. So obviously it wasn't them. But he going to get somebody. Somebody going to have their shit T-barred.
Exactly.
The Giants also picked up Alec Oaktree to play middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm. From the Rams?
Mm-hmm.
Alec Oaktree? Okay, yeah, he's good. He's real good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like him. So the Rams is losing some of their defense.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that was their calling card.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Okay. Well, then they better hope Jared Goff in that offense could keep it up.
Him and Gurley.
Exactly.
I
think another loser comes from that division. Actually, two of them come from that division. One is the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
Well, letting their defensive players go.
Yeah, they disintegrate.
And another team, just strictly off of one move, the Arizona Cardinals for signing Mike Glennon, quarterback. They're not trying to win.
They didn't sign Keenum. They didn't sign Bradford.
Nah,
the Cardinals did sign Bradford.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody signed Bradford.
Yeah, it's Arizona. Yeah, Arizona.
Okay,
they gave him $20 million.
All right. Okay.
Yo, he's getting paid. He got a good ass.
Yeah, but hold up. But hold up, that's not even a good move because he's going to get injured anyway, and then you have to turn the mic on. And I'm like, seriously?
Hey, I like Mike Glennon.
You
come on,
do?
Stop, son.
What for?
Yeah, I like Mike Glennon.
Stop.
They never gave him, nobody ain't give him a fair shake, man. Tampa Bay didn't give him a fair shake. They ain't give him a fair shake.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Hell, he's better than Jameis? I don't think so. He got
Jameis a shot. No, not in the least. Not in the least, not at all. But see, that's what I'm saying. Then Chicago ain't doing him right because I think he better than Trubisky. I think that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Trubisky
I don't know about that one,
look decent from what I was reading at the end of the season last year.
Trubisky ain't shit.
Yeah, but come on, L. Mike Glennon, my dude.
Hey,
seriously?
Yeah, I'll take Mike Glennon over Mitch Trubisky any day.
Man, you ain't winning no games, brother. You ain't winning.
Oh,
no
shit, Trubisky ain't winning nothing.
I'm just saying, dude.
Chicago made some moves. They pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Bears actually picked up somebody on offense. I think the Browns are gonna surprise people. Oh,
they say that every year. They say that every year. The Browns made moves. The Browns gonna do this. The Browns gonna be. They might be 4-12 or 3-13 or something.
And Hugh Jackson staying in the job? How that's possible? I don't know.
Today is March 16th. In 2 years, there'll be a playoff team.
Okay, well, they ain't got nothing to 2018.
Well, they're going to draft a quarterback. They're going to have to draft a quarterback. Well, Tyrod Taylor. They got Tyrod Taylor.
Okay, so like you said, they're going to need to draft a quarterback.
Well, Tyrod ain't bad.
Tyrod Taylor ain't shit.
I knew you was going to say that.
Tyrod Taylor ain't worth a damn.
I got a third round pick out of him.
Huh?
He don't turn the ball over.
Okay, great. He don't score the ball either.
Well, who was he playing with in Buffalo?
Well, you had Shady, who did most of the running.
Right.
He made his
wide receivers.
He made his receivers look bad. He had Sammy Watkins, who's a very good receiver.
Right.
Kelvin Benjamin came over late, who's a good receiver. So sometimes you just realize it ain't the car, it's the driver.
Ooh. Damn. Okay. Exactly. Oh, man. But I'm just saying, man. Yeah, hold on. Didn't Sammy Watkins go someplace else? I'm mean, there's so many moves.
Yeah.
I lost track.
Where'd he go, Marshall?
Guy. Yeah, he went to the Chiefs, I believe.
Yeah, that's a good pickup.
Okay. He went to Kansas City. That was a good move for them. Man. Put him along with Tyreek Hill. That's a good move for them.
And Travis Kelce.
And Travis Kelce.
You know,
yep.
I like Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Travis be dropping it like it's hot when he get in the end zone.
But Mark, you make that point about Kansas City. They make all these moves, and it's like the beautiful girl that you think that you can't get. But yet, when it comes to the playoffs.
Right.
Yep.
Because they got who they cornerback? Mark ain't Marcus Peters? They corner.
Yeah.
I think
got
so.
Marcus Peters
right.
back there.
Mm-hmm.
They got
mm-hmm.
Eric Reed. I mean, not Eric Reed. Berry. Yeah, Eric Berry back there.
Eric Berry. Right.
Yeah, the Chiefs ain't bad. Chiefs are not bad
at all.
Like I told R though. Andy Reid will make nice moves all during the season. And what did he do? You know, what did he do in the playoffs? Handcuff his best player.
Yeah. That is true. That is
especially
true.
Last year in the wild card game, you have a 19-point lead, and you give that shit up like it's nothing.
Oh man, that was horrible, man. Horrible, Marshall. Yep.
Hey, that's Andy Reid.
Yep.
That
I like
Andy
Reid. I like the moves the Titans made.
Tennessee, yeah, I did read they made a couple of moves.
Yeah, they got Bubba from the Patriots.
They got who?
Bubba from the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, so Malcolm, yeah, that's where he went. Malcolm Butler went out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he was talking about, they've been talking about him coming to us for, since last year, but I was like, well, we don't really need him.
Mm. Okay.
But.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, what I don't like that New Orleans did, I hate the fact that we brought back Patrick Robinson. I don't care that he just won a Super Bowl. I don't care that he grew into a good slot cornerback. I used to call him everything but his mother's son because he wasn't worth shit. Every time a big play happened, you seen number 21. You seen the numbers. Every time.
Yep.
If it was
you see the back of
bomb,
his jersey chasing
you see the
somebody?
Back of his jersey, number 21.
Damn.
Number 21 was burnt in my head when it came to big plays. I'm like, why Patrick Robinson somewhere around this play? Sure enough, there you go. The one good thing he do, he get an interception. Then what do? Fumble it out the back of the end zone. So it's a touchback for the other team. Like, you can't even do that right.
Shit.
No, that's not cool.
So I was glad he went to Philly. You know, he got his ring, but they brought him back.
Yeah. Oh, this is who the Bears signed. The Bears.
Hold
signed,
on, he said what? I couldn't hear. What he said? Something. Marshall said something. It sounded like his phone was breaking up.
No, I didn't say him.
Oh,
okay. The Bears signed it. They signed Allen Robinson
from the Jags.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good move. And then
they signed Trey
Burton.
They signed Trey Burton, tight end from the Eagles, backup, and they got Taylor Gabriel, speedster.
Yeah, I know Taylor Gabriel.
Right. Okay.
Who signed them?
The Bears.
Chicago. And watch, it still ain't gonna help Trubisky.
Nope.
Still ain't gonna help.
And Nelson signed with the Raiders.
Crabtree. No, not Crabtree.
No,
the Raiders cut him.
Yeah, Nelson. Oh, yeah, that hurt me too because I wanted that. I would definitely take Jordy Nelson.
So let me ask you: should the Jets need a number one receiver? Would you go after Michael Crabtree?
He already signed somewhere.
Where'd he sign?
Crabtree went to not the 49ers. He went somewhere. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
Okay.
Michael Crabtree, he just signed too. I just saw it.
Really? Wow. Well, I can say this. He's not a number one. Nah, he ain't no number one.
He's not a number one receiver? He wasn't open.
Nah, don't fucking
know. Amari wasn't the number one receiver.
Yeah, that was by default.
Any big play call went to Crabtree. They had good rapport.
I think it was more of a good rapport. I don't think he's the number one. It's kind of like a Danny Amendola with Tom Brady.
We're going to see how Danny Amendola this year.
That's where he went to the Ravens. Crabtree went to the Ravens.
Oh,
he did. Okay,
that's nice.
Didn't
Flacco still fucking up? He hadn't done shit since the Super Bowl.
Oh, your boy is free L.
Who?
Ndamukong Suh. I finally said his name.
Right? He's visiting. He visited us yesterday. I don't want his troublemaking ass. We got a good locker room. We got a young locker room. I don't want his troublemaking ass in there.
What about him to the Jets?
Nah, I don't think
that's trouble.
Yeah, I don't think the Jets need that.
Yeah. No.
The Jets need somebody nasty, though. They need a nasty person on their defense. They don't have that.
Yeah, but not that guy.
True. Right.
That's true.
Because he is absolutely
unless he's older and more mature now because he's 31 and blah, 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 Mm-hmm. See, I'm reading it now. The Saints began their visit with free agent defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh on Friday, including a dinner with team brass, according to ESPN's Diana Rossini. Typically, Saints free agent visits start with an afternoon arrival and dinner, then time spent at the team facility the next day. And Suh is a player that the Saints are researching as much as he is researching them, considering the level of investment. Mm-hmm. We should find out Saturday if they try to lock him down before he leaves town. Let his ass leave town. Who cares?
Okay, so he got some confidence and he got some good cooked food. It's time to tell him just to step.
Exactly. He ate some beignets at Cafe Du Monde. Let him go.
Let him go.
He hung out. He hung out with baby Little Wayne.
He did all that. Let him go.
Let him fly. You know what I mean?
I sure don't want to draft him down.
Oh Lord.
Oh, so Marshall, how'd your team do so far in free agency?
We haven't made a lot of noise, but I did hear something from a guy I follow on YouTube. Mm-hmm. His name is Mark Holmes, a.k.a. Cowboy Joe Boo, and there's a rumor that they're going to actually trade Skandrick to Seattle to get Earl Thomas in here.
Oh, wow. Good. Wow. Now, that would be good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need somebody on
Dallas.
The defense.
Yeah, because I think Thomas is from the DFW area, so he wants to come home. And I guess he kind of smelled the trouble kind of brewing last year when when they weren't going to make the playoffs and all their they're just going to suck. I mean, they're just when they left the Legion of Boom go, and you know Chancellor's not going to probably play again. I mean, what's Russell Wilson going to do? Get killed?
Yeah, right, probably.
When Doug Baldwin is your number one receiver and you have no more running game, I don't see it does not bode. And your defense ain't that lights out defense anymore. It doesn't bode well for Ciara's husband.
Exactly.
But they do play in the NFC West, so you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Exactly.
No, San Francisco's going to be better.
Jimmy Garoppolo ain't shit. I knew
he was going to say that.
Really? You believing in Jimmy Garoppolo?
Not just Jimmy Garoppolo. They made a couple of moves, man. They
signed Sherman.
Yeah.
Yo.
What you going to say, though?
Yeah, this is breaking. You just mentioned that homeboy Tyrann Mathieu. He's going to Houston. They signed him. The 1 year deal.
Okay, that's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely good for Houston.
Yeah,
they need somebody like him.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. That's definitely good for Houston.
Because now, they got a strong defensive line, provided both of those injury prone defensive ends are healthy. The linebackers are decent, and you can let him roam and do what he do. Break up plays.
Yep. Yeah. Good move for them.
Is Johnson still there for the wide receiver, DeAndre Johnson?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, he re-signed.
I don't like him. He ain't shit.
Oh, damn, son.
Shit. DeAndre Hopkins ain't bad.
No, he's good, but he just – it's something
a little
about
pop,
him.
Son. You just don't like him. You got your personal shit. You got personal shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Give dude a break, man. Stop that.
Now, if he came to the Giants or something as a slot receiver, you'd be happy. You'd be all in on that.
There you go. Exactly, yo. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Well, one thing I know that Mark's happy about is no more – what's the damn former coach's name? McAdoo-Doo.
Thank God.
You made fun of that dude. Something serious.
Ben McAdoo. Yeah, he wasn't shit.
Yeah, he was. Well, you can see that clearly from day one. Listen, I got to break out because I got my 12 hours tomorrow morning. I got to get up early, but it's been a pleasure.
And I'm tired.
Jiving with you. Oh, wow. Damn. I hate to do that.
Well, what is 10:55? I think I was supposed to be somewhere 30 minutes ago.
Where was you supposed to be?
But I want to. You know how I'll do.
Hey,
where about what's going on this side Sunday
late,
to Dixon.
You coming home for late night missions?
Late night missions.
Oh, okay.
Late night missions.
I might, though. You never know. I can't call it yet.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed you in the ATL, bro.
Man, I knew you wasn't coming when you was talking that bullshit when it first came out. I told them you wasn't coming.
Okay.
They're like, maybe Mark ain't coming.
No, I wasn't coming. I couldn't come.
Nah. But hold on. I want to thank you guys, man, for participating tonight. Of course, Marshall and my man L on his return. You have to reintroduce themselves back to the independent audience. People in the chat room, thanks for joining us. But I got to sign out, so I'm gonna say peace and blessings to both you gentlemen and everybody else, including Mac. So it's been real. You know what I mean?
All right, definitely. Same to y'all. Let me run up out of here myself.
All right.
All right, brothers.
All right, peace.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Crayon, sure. Take us out.
Hey, Mac, before you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Virginia is losing right now in the second half.
Yeah, I'm watching the Syracuse game. Virginia's losing. Who are they losing?
Yeah, I just turned the ESPN. University of Maryland, Baltimore County. It is double-digit lead. I mean, it's not over yet, but I'm going to have to tune in because I just clicked the ESPN to just check the scores, and I was like, what the?
Yeah, I wanted to say this about college basketball is that it's changed. You know, before you could pick your brackets and maybe three of your teams might be missing or four of your teams by the time you get to the Sweet 16. Now it's a crapshoot.
That shit gets destroyed. And we had another upset today with Wichita State going down to Marshall.
Right. Did UNC win? Who'd they blow out?
That's
my team. Yeah.
Yeah, but this needs to take that L tomorrow. I mean, Rhode Island's a good team, but I don't know. But I'm going to be hoping that we'll pull off another upset in the second round and send their asses home.
Right.
All right, you take it easy now. I'm going to go ahead and tune into this basketball game and see what's going on.
Yes, sir. And I'm a see
you on
Facebook. All
right, sir. You take it easy.
All right. Good night, all. Y'all have a great weekend. We got NCAA March Madness. Let's go. My man Crayon is going to take us out, and we will be back Monday.
Yeah. Yo, my man Max 6'11", mine's like a weapon. Big brother R, off the bubbles in R. New York, we walk the walk and we talk the talk. Got some serious sports fans who bark from the heart. Sophisticated talk for your modern day fan. Your number one resource for your fantasy draft. The illest sports show, all you cats got to know. Already we the greatest, imitators got to go. We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to shake the state to the hear us out of space. Where opinions are expressed with rugged intellect. Put it down to represent for the team you love the best. The Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, the Mets, the Johnnies, the Orangemen, the Huskies, the Jets. And yes, the Islanders, the Devils, and Rangers. When the East is in the house, oh my God, danger.
We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to start the convo that'll keep you up to date. Yeah, we in the paint, got this game on smash. Put the whole sports world on blast. We in the paint, getting hot, cause we turning up a notch. On the streets with the real sports talk, we in the paint. Meet me at center field, tonight. Keep it real, nothing sweet, nothing nice. We in the paint.
In the paint, the realest show in sports. Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The call-in number is 347-426-3634. Starring Mark Cunningham as Max 6'11 and Rodney Jones as Big Brother R.